Well, hello, loves, and happy Wednesday. I'm coming back to you on the day of Mercury. It is a very full week, full month, full fucking life. I mean, let's just be honest, but I have this little bit of a window, and I'm going to succinctly do this podcast and connect in with you and share with you all the juice and the magic that I have been sort of tapping into. But I mean, this week has been a week, it's been a time, it's been a bit discombobulating, it's been a bit tiring, and you know, we're moving into this new moon, so the moon is waning. Again, it's sort of just like everything's sort of waning. I know there's been solar flares, and I just knew coming into this week, I'm like, this is going to be a fucking week, you know? And it seems that most people are feeling that, especially coming from those really electric high highs of all that stuff in Aquarius. I mean, we still have Mars and Venus in Aquarius. They're both going to move into Pisces and join this fucking Pisces party. But yeah, you know, we can start to feel, you know, the real difference in seasons. You know, every season is different, and this Pisces season is really tainted with Saturn, so there is this heaviness. You know, last year the Saturn came into Pisces after the Sun was already in Pisces and sort of already, you know, nearly, you know, midway through Pisces season. But this year it's beginning, you know, Pisces season begins with Saturn there, and these guys meet, and then Venus comes in and Mars comes in, and you know, Mercury's still hovering around as well, which makes everything feel very fuzzy and confusing, and maybe you just can't string two words together. Very great for channeling and inspiration and spiritual expression and art and poetry, and just sort of, you know, if you just want to lay down, I mean, that's the fucking vibe. Like, everything's very horizontal at the moment, you know, before a call, before a client, I'm like just laying on my bed for an hour, you know. It's like there's all these ideas and I've got all these goals and so much to achieve and so much is streaming through me, but the energy just feels like walking through quicksand or walking through mud. And although there's some beautifully high highs, you know, and it's not like a low, but it's just from what I'm feeling from most people and seeing all around socials, there's just this, you know, it's one of those motherfucking weeks, right? So, you know, I wanted to come to you in this motherfucking week and say g'day, mate, and say how's it going, and just sort of, you know, prep you for this new moon coming up in Pisces. Yes, more fucking shit in Pisces. Prep you for this Venus gate, prep you, and just, you know, talk a little bit around this Chiron North Node that we've had, which I know I promised you. So before further ado, I'm going to have a drink already because, hello, it's Pisces season. We are drinking like fish. And hopefully it's just water. Just water. You don't want to be escaping this Pisces season. That this is, you know, this is what we're drinking like a fish came from. It came from the Pisces archetype. Yeah, really wildly, I just read the degree that this new moon is going to be at, which is 20 degrees of Pisces. So we are going to have our new moon on the 10th, on Sunday the 10th here down under in that, this is Queensland time, 7 p.m. And the same day, like the 10th is a pretty sort of big day because Mercury also shifts out of Pisces. So, you know, he's moving from that anaretic 29 degrees, moving into that 00 Aries point, which we know is the beginning of the entire zodiac wheel. You know, 00 is the beginning where it all begins. It's that portal. And that's why, you know, Pisces season is this sort of death canal, birth canal, portal of friggin' life itself. You know, it's just those moments before, if you've given birth, pushing, you know, it's in that push. And you know, like I shared in my most recent post, it's got a unicorn. I've shared another post since then, but my little unicorn Pisces post is like just those moments of before birth where and the Pisces energy really representing agony and ecstasy. You know, it can take us to the highest of highs, but you know, we know, well, you do if you're a woman and you've given and you've been in labor and you've had a child, the agony too. You know, it's exhilarating and it's ecstasy. I mean, I think, you know, having surges and pushing and labor itself is actually quite exquisite. I quite enjoy it. But of course, there's, you know, the agony and the ecstasy, and that's all of Pisces season as we really wrap up the entire zodiac wheel. And, you know, I spoke quite a lot into this last week on my podcast. But what I read was this new moon in Pisces that's happening and the degree, and I was like, holy motherfucking shit balls. This just feels like what this week feels like. So I'm going to actually start there. I'm going to start with this new moon in Pisces. So it happens, like I said, on the 10th at 7 p.m. here, Queensland time. And yeah, earlier that day, Mercury has moved into Aries. So again, it's this precipice, you know, we're stepping through thresholds, we're stepping through portals. The 10th itself, like 1 and 0, the number 10 itself is very much like a portal, the 0 being, you know, amplifying the 1, it's never ending, it's the Ouroboros, never beginning, never ending, you know, the eating of its own self, the rebirth, the constant rebirth. So interestingly enough, that the 10th of March seems to be quite a poignant day with Mercury moving into Aries. And this ingress from Mercury into Aries is a long one. You know, we're going to have a couple of months with Mercury in Aries, not just that quick few fiery weeks where Mercury is at his full speed. He just speeds through a sign 2 to 3 weeks and then, by ECR, you know, next sign. He is going to retrograde in motherfucking Aries, and our Aries house is getting a lot of juice. You know, we've got this Chiron North Node conjunction still happening at 17 degrees Aries. We've got the solar eclipse coming up in April at 19 degrees of Aries. And then we've got Mercury spending an exorbitant amount of time in motherfucking Aries, you know. And I think motherfucker is the word to be using. This is Aries energy, right? So the new moon happening on the 10th as well, again, is that threshold. It's the final new moon. It's sort of this moon dark energy because it's the final lunation in the astrological year. And it happens to be this new moon because by the next full moon, which is on the 25th of March, we have jumped the threshold. We are now in Aries season. We are in a new astrological year. We have passed through the equinox gateway. So things are really different. So this is sort of, you know, as much as it's a new moon, there's some really deep, prevalent healing that I'm tuning into with this one. It feels really slow and metamorphic, and just drop into it. Now I'm going to read the symbol for this, which is we're having the new moon at 20 degrees of Pisces. So I read 21 degrees Pisces, just remembering that we're always reading the degree after, because we start the symbols at 1 and move to 30, which means that we're reading the 0 as 1, the 1 as 2, so on and so forth. So 20 degrees is 21 degrees Pisces, which is this new moon that we're having. So in your own chart, where is 20 degrees Pisces? In the chart of the new moon here in Brisbane, it falls in the 6th house, which is actually my Pisces house. So if you're a Libra rising, this Pisces new moon is falling in our 6th house. And in the actual chart of the new moon, it's also falling in the 6th house, which is quite, you know, beautiful because, again, I'm going to be talking about this sort of spiritual hygiene and spiritual health and really tuning into your daily mundane magical stuff, which is very much sort of what we've been journeying with for sure. But this new moon sort of really anchors that in. So this is what this symbol is. And I'm just going to read this all out. It's quite a big paragraph, but it just feels like that's exactly this energy that we're already in. I mean, look, the new moon hasn't even peaked yet. The moon's still in Capricorn. It's got to go through Aquarius, get through and get to 20 degrees of Pisces, which happens Sunday night. So, but the fact that it's waning, I really feel this energy. Like I literally just sort of thought, oh, let's have a look at it before I jumped on. And I read it and went, holy shit, I nearly want to start the whole podcast with this. So 10 minutes in, here we go. Pagan fire worshippers dancing, trance states, at home in psychic realms and other realities, the self abandoned to the tribe, to the sweep of the moment, to the energies that arise. On fire with longing and poignant, bittersweet reflections. A throwback, a native, a primal soul. Emotional, depth-centered, superphysical, You are energized tremendously by special occasions, extraordinary meetings, unexpected miracles, and tragedies. Expectant and awaiting for something wild and unknown to break through. And I mean, this feels like the precipice, that sentence of this entire time that we're in. Expectant and waiting for something wild and unknown to break through. Mediumistic, vicarious, and charged with a life force that must be followed out. A certain distinctive fate to be at times disappearing and gone, and at other times resurgent and mighty, all depend upon the tides of fortune. And it will always change in unpredictable, exciting, disorienting and multiple ways. I mean, those last couple of sentences are just really fucking life right now. You know, the certain distinctive fate to be at times disappearing and gone, and then at other times resurgent and mighty. You know, that everything's changing unpredictably, excitingly. It's disorientating, you know, it's disorienting, you know, which is so Pisces. With Mercury also there, Mercury's getting closer and closer to fucking Neptune. You know, like, we're only going to get less fucking clear. But then once Mercury moves into Aries, it's like all of these dreams and that's sort of, you know, it's like a bit of a holding ground right now. And if you're a creative like me and there's all these things sort of coming in, but you're just feeling like there's no energy to see them through, just hold out. You know, we're in a waning moon. We're moving into this moon dark space with this new moon in Pisces, the final lunation of the astrological year. It's always interesting to end it with a new moon and not a full moon, but hey, that's where we are. And so that we're in this hovering, this space in between. And once Aries season kicks in and also Mercury moves into Aries, we're going to get some traction and maybe some clarity. But even within that, it's quite discombobulated because we're going to have Mercury in Aries for a little while, sort of moving through and maybe helping us to be clear and action a lot of these dreams or what's been percolating, because so much has been percolating in the Aquarius Pisces field, you know, this, the evolutionary Aquarian energy of new ideas and inspirations. And then even the dreaminess of Pisces of like, oh, how can I bring my dreams to reality? And, you know, sometimes laying and staring is, you know, very, very productive. You will find that people who are overdoing things, over busying themselves, forcing, pushing, burning out, trying so hard to force, you know, their businesses or force their, you know, force new strategies into their businesses or push square pegs into round holes. Those people will be really fucking frazzled in this energy. If you surrender to this and allow things to move through you and land organically, you really, it's a vibe. Like, let me tell you, it's a fucking vibe. And it's okay then to go, I'm just going to lay down for an hour before I do all the things. You know, like, it's okay, like, giving yourself that permission to know that that's a part of the productivity. Look, I know that that's not everyone's story and not everyone has that flexibility and not everyone works for themselves. Not everyone's a creative, right, that is doing this sort of work. But I'm just saying, if you are, I want to speak to you for a second and just say, hey, I feel you, we're in this. But there's a lot of things percolating in the ethers right now. And it doesn't matter if you're not taking action on absolutely everything. It's there and you can feel it in your body. Like, I literally just put out a post just talking about this new series, We Are the Witches, and these programs and classes that I'm going to be doing. Have I made them yet? No. Have I written lots of notes? Yes. Are they fucking fully in my body, present, making me like do this work? Absolutely. But have I got the movement and momentum? No, I don't. But I knew that today was the day. For some reason, it just landed for me this morning. I was like, today, just share the We Are the Witches things. Just share it. That's all you need to do. And I'm like, okay, I'll share it. And so it's really just an organic, authentic post around what's coming, that I have my 1 month container that's really devoted to Medusa and Algol, the demon star, fixed star Algol. That's a 1 month container coming up. My Ceres and Persephone talk, which might just be a class, you know, a 2 or 3 hour class, that will be involved in the We Are the Witches. And then I spoke into something that's been quite private for me for the past few months, And this is the death mother and being a daughter of a death mother. And look, these portals and spaces that I'm going to be creating are fucking phenomenal, and they're blowing my own mind, and it's so moving through me so viscerally. But at the same time, I'm still in Pisces land. I'm still like, oh my God, I got so much to do. Oh my God, I don't want to move. Like, it's just, this is the reality right now. And instead of forcing and pushing and trying and busying myself, you know, the discipline of devotion for me right now is to trust, is to surrender. And that's Pisces, darlings. That's Pisces. We are, you know, like I said, Mercury is moving towards Neptune. This is a very nebulous time. It can be very creative, and you might have a lot of creative juices flowing for you. Yeah, and that's awesome. Write shit down, get stuff going, you know, like have it in your ethers. But if it's not rubber to road yet, like, it's okay. Remember, we haven't even moved into the astrological new year yet. So Aquarius and Pisces season can often dump an enormous amount of inspiration on us, and we feel like we're sort of treading water, like, oh my God, like, I need to be doing this now, or I've missed my opportunity, or I've missed the point, or I've, you know, or no one will buy it, or I, you know, I can't do it if I do it later in a few months. It's like, no, you know, use those final months of the astrological year, especially Aquarius season and Pisces season, because a lot is amplified. And this year it was just on fucking steroids. Okay. Like, it was literally just on steroids. Yeah. Whereas, you know, Pisces right now, we're just, you know, it's laying low. That energy to just disappear off the face of the planet. It's strong, my friends. It's strong. But then that resurgent of coming back fucking mighty, that's strong too. You know, it's just like, it's the paradox. We're living in this incredible duality. So just go with it. Just go with it. That's my hot tip. I wanted to read that symbol to you for this new moon, because I really feel like it's viscerally embedded into our energetic blueprint right now. Like, we're really feeling that. And that's why I was like, whoa, like, this doesn't just feel like, yes, this is where the new moon will happen, but this feels like there's something really big here. And, you know, what's going to break through is going to be quite amazing. And we're about to move into April, one of the biggest months of the year, with the Jupiter Uranus conjunction. Of course, if you want to learn more about that, hop on over to my free 2024 panel, which talks all about the Jupiter Uranus conjunction. It's an incredible, incredible alignment. And I have a wonderful talk with my beautiful friend Laura from Black Light Astrology in America. She just, like, her explanation and our conversation around this, but the depths that she went to was really quite remarkable. So you definitely want to be prepped for that. Of course, I've written about it in my 2024 energy survival kit. You know, it's been everywhere prepping you for months, but if you want to get reacquainted with that, my YouTube channel has everything on. It's free, you know, like, go and check out those conversations for the 2024 astrology panel. So prepping you for this new moon, like I said, Mercury into Aries on the 10th. This is beginning a very big 2-month journey. And whilst we get him for a couple of weeks being, you know, fluent, and we'll get some maybe action and some, you know, get some clarity, then he enters his shadow, you know. So he will enter his shadow. And then after that, you know, we're in sort of retrograde realms. Yeah. The new moon, 20 degrees Pisces, 7 p.m. It's applying to a conjunction with Hygieia and Neptune. So again, there's this nebulous feel. And I feel like when you listen to that symbol, that's really what this new moon in Pisces is going to be. Like, this is a time of dreaming. This is a time of connecting into what's possible. Yeah. You know, it's very liminal. I'm just going to have another little drink. Apologies here. I'm very thirsty. It's very, a very liminal space. So if you're feeling, that's what I mean, like, leading up to this and then into Sunday and Monday being ruled by the moon, you know, the moon will eventually move into Aries, but if you're feeling that very floaty discombobulation, again, just surrender to it. You don't have to do anything. Maybe go and get some sunlight on your heart, move your body, but do what feels right. You know, like I haven't been to the gym in like 10 days and I was going 3 times a week and doing all the things, but I'm just like, well, I was away and, you know, now I've come back and I just haven't been feeling it this week. This week has been very full with work. And so I'm just taking my time with everything. I'm just doing those small incremental things, and just being consistent with honoring where I'm at. Yeah. This new moon makes this application to Neptune, like I said, so very dreamy, very discombobulated, very floaty, and possibly very confusing. And you don't need to know things, but know this, this is the final lunation before we move into eclipse season. This opens up eclipse season. So 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after the eclipses, we're in eclipse season, but we're in the eclipse sandwich and portal from the first eclipse to the next eclipse. Okay. So the 10th, really, it is a big day. Mercury into Aries, the new moon in Pisces, and eclipse season beginning. So then for 2 weeks, we're going to be in this space. It's going to be a waxing moon, but building to this full moon lunar eclipse in Libra, which happens on the 25th. And within that time, like I said, you know, there's a few, you know, a few planetary movements there. We've got the equinox, we've got the sun moving into Aries. We're beginning that new astrological year. You know, it's a big 2 weeks, you know, and so that portal over equinox, of course, I'll chat more about this next week and the week after when we're getting closer, but you know, it's a really potent gateway. Yeah. And so this new moon is kicking this off. So the application to Hygieia is really interesting too, because I'm feeling like, what is your spiritual health? What are you ingesting? What are you reading? What are you listening to? What are you taking in? It's all affecting your energy. And because Pisces energy can be very porous, you know, we've got Hygieia, Neptune, Saturn, we're going to have the sun and moon in Pisces on the 10th. Venus is going to enter Pisces. Mercury is going to be out of Pisces, but then Mars is going to enter Pisces. It's a very, very porous time. You know, lots is infiltrating us. It's sort of like, you know, my psychologist put it really well with sort of like, you know, these charlatan guru communities, churches, things like that, that sort of you're clapping, you're open, you get so open. And as soon as all walls are down and you are in this like love bomb, you know, boom, like the messages penetrate and you don't have a chance to be discerning because you are so porous and open to everything around you, which feels like love. Yeah, it does. It's the lure. It's the illusion. You know, those hand clappy fucking, you know, like, yeah. What it does is it drops all of your guards and then boom, the messages are penetrating through, right, to your cells. And there's a level of unconscious satiability that's happening here. Yeah. And I'm not saying this as a judgment, as a negative thing. This is just a part of like a somatic part of being alive, right? Like, you know, Pisces energy is God. Pisces energy is religion and spirituality, which is dogma and lies and deception. They go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. Like they are both a part of it, right? So this is the same with our energies at the moment, like very porous, very receptive to possibly things that don't align to you, but you're being sucked into. Maybe you're being deceived. Maybe you're being lured into too good to be true schemes. All that glitters ain't gold, darlings. It's just not gold. And especially at this time with this heightened Pisces energy. So, you know, my invitation over this new moon period is definitely to be asking yourself and seeding yourself, what is like, you know, how is my spiritual health going? You know, what am I ingesting and reading and talking about and watching, and who am I involved with? Where is my energy going? What am I allowing into my energy? Being in control of your own fields is really important, and not control rigid, but holding your own energy port is very, very important. Yeah. Especially at these times. And, you know yourself, watch what you're being told, who you're being told to be. The subliminal messages out there are really dangerous. And if you're not discerning, it's even like just like AI images, honestly, like people sharing AI stuff. I literally go in and go, oh my God, the AI is getting worse. And they're like, oh, I thought that it was real. And oh, then I really looked and it's not. Like, that's just like every other post. It's like you can't see, like, that there's such a veil up that you can't even discern how bad these images are. They just don't look real. And this is heightening. This is, you know, within that, this next year, even, so much of, even for emotionally intelligent people, I think I shared this last week, or maybe I shared it at my event that I went to. I was doing a lot of talking at the event as well, all around this sort of stuff. But yeah, look, even emotionally intelligent people who are smart, you know, are going to have trouble discerning what's real and what's not on social media. So again, maybe this can be a real anchor point for you to, maybe it's, you know, moving away, you know, from the white noise and doing less out there, more in here sort of work. And that can be reading, writing, meditation, poetry, connection, in-person things. But yeah, just I think that the spiritual health stuff is really quite a key in this new moon, because of this application to Hygieia. Also, you know, there's, you know, to be honest, like, it's a pretty nice new moon. So I just want to say, you know, go with it, go with it. Yeah. I also want to share that the Venus gate is on the 9th, and this is the base chakra. So we're getting towards the point where Venus is going to become invisible again. We're not going to see her in the morning sky as she goes into the underworld. And, you know, we'll speak more into that as she gets closer and closer to her superior conjunction with the sun. But the Venus gate is happening on the 9th. So if you get up at sunrise, you'll see Venus and the moon there really beautifully kissing in Aquarius, activating the base chakra. And I've really talked about the de-armoring with this one. Like, this is a full de-armoring. Obviously, you know, Inanna, Venus, you know, she's going into the underworld, being stripped on each chakra of all of her possessions, of all of her belongings, her jewels, her sense of worth. And then especially, you know, in the underworld journey, she's hung on those hooks, you know, those meat hooks, completely naked. And it's an incredible myth, and it's an incredible analogy when you start working with Venus as the morning star and Venus as the evening star. And of course, this was absolutely introduced to me by my beautiful friend Michaela, who is the queen of this work for sure. Like, this has just been a trademark of hers for so long. And, you know, it's something that I've absolutely, you know, really, really anchored into. And it's sublime, to be honest. It's really beautiful. And so now we're at this base chakra, we're at the root chakra. So this next cycle from March to April is this base chakra in the sign of Aquarius. So really, again, the word is just de-armoring, getting into your body. This is somatic. This is movement. This is very physical. Yeah, this is a very physical part of this, of Venus's journey into the underworld. So pay attention on the 9th. And yeah, if you're up early in the morning, definitely pop out and give her a little wink, you know, like astrology and astronomy, we want to be able to see, you know, what are we looking at? What are we witnessing? You know, what can we see with our eye? Eventually Venus will become the evening star again later this year, and we'll be watching her rise with the moon, and this will feel very different. You know, Venus as the morning star is very yang, it's very fire, it's Lucifer, it's dominant, it goes after what it wants. You know, it's the sun, it's the sunrise, the sun is yang, the sun is masculine. So when she's the evening star, you know, this is a more receptive yin place for her to be. And we all in our own charts have Venus as either a morning, an underworld, or an evening star. Or she could be in the retrograde cycle as well in your chart. So that's a really beautiful little bit of info that I wanted to share with you for the 9th. I do just wanted to sort of make note of, like, just a little bit of a pay attention. I do these in my my overviews, my annual overviews, that where I pre-record, you know, all the things that you need. Obviously there's more, but you can handle and I can do in 1 hour-ish, around what's coming up for you, all based on your chart, your lord, your perfection year, your liquid crystal age, your numerology. You know, I talk about, these pay attention to dates. Like, I might just say, hey, just sort of put this one in the calendar as a pay attention to. So tomorrow on the 7th of March, I just wanted to say, hey, pay attention. There's a bit of a 17 degree portal going on in the sky. The sun is at 17 Pisces. The nodes are at 17 Aries and Libra. Mars is at 17 Aquarius and Lilith is at 17 Virgo. So Lilith is actually opposite the sun tomorrow on the 7th, but there's all this 17 energy going on, and I just find it really fascinating. For me, there's something there that could be quite powerful. You know, it's very fated. The nodes are involved in this. Of course, Chiron too. Chiron is also at 17 degrees of Aries as well. Let's not forget about him. Lilith is there, so there's something really potent going on opposite the sun, which is, you know, there's something being illuminated here. Mars in Aquarius at 17 degrees, you know, again, Mars is the planet of war, the masculine, but action orientated. So I just wanted to say, hey, just pay attention on the 7th of March, to all of these planets at 17 degrees. They're the sun, the north and south node, Chiron, Mars, and Lilith. Like, come on. It's a bit of a anomaly, right? Like I really love this. This feels really, really good. Okay, so lastly, I'm just going to end with a little bit of this Chiron North Node stuff, yeah? If you really want to dive in as well, please, again, go to my YouTube channel, my 2024 panel, me and my beautiful, very, very old friend Katie. We've been, you know, astrologers since we were both kids, and we've been friends for a long time. We talk about this, and of course, like it's, you know, I already had it written down to talk about because it's an incredible signature of 2024. And it's what she's, you know, shot back straight at me as what she wanted to talk about in the panel this year. And I'm like, of course, we need to talk about that. So the thing is that, yeah, go and watch that hour-long conversation as well if you really want to, again, like really tune into this. So for me, I work with the mean nodes. And so this is active from the 25th of February through till the 14th of March. So we've still got another week where these two are exactly conjunct. And the themes around Chiron and the North Node are things of your quest, you know, it's your quest of purpose. Again, I've done a couple of posts on this as well. So if you know, like to read things to really ingest them, you know, check back onto my store, onto my Instagram page, and I've written some posts as well. But what we're looking at is Chiron, who is the wound, but who is the alchemist, who is the shaman. He's a healer ultimately. And the North Node, which of course is our destiny. So just those words together, sort of healing and destiny, right? But wherever the North Node is and whatever the North Node's doing, it means the South Node is also involved. And the South Node is the karma of what we're releasing. Again, you know, this South Node story and this North Node story, which is the North Node in Aries and the South Node in Libra, is a big 18-month journey. And again, I'm going to direct you to my okay, yeah, I'll just like short ad break here. I just forgot, and I should remind everyone that I do have a really big March sale going on. So just for March, I have $100 off my astrology course, which is just ridiculous value. Like it's cheaper than having a 90-minute session with me, and you get over 10 hours of videos and all of the notes. It's sort of set up as like a 7-week course, but of course you can watch fucking a class a day if you want to, if you're going to dive in. But ultimately it's 7 videos over 10 hours with all those videos and notes for each of the 7 weeks, just to help you to understand the language a bit better. If you want to understand my podcast, please, this is the cheapest it'll ever be. And it's and considering I am fully booked with one-on-one sessions this year, I'm already booking into February of 2025. So the thing is that what happens now is most people who book with me and see me, they rebook next year. So this is the thing. So if you want to interject with that and you want a one-on-one, it is just so worth it to email me. I can pop you on a wait list, but if you want a guaranteed one-on-one, you just book into February of next year. Like I'm literally nearly booked for February and I'll be booking into March. So this is the time to do it. Anyway, so this course is just next level. If you like, you know, you've got to vibe with your astrologer. You know, some astrology teachers are clinical and they're going to go back into the Egyptian Mesopotamian things and all the clinical things and all that stuff. That's not me. You want Chris Brennan. You want someone who's writing fucking 1,000-page books on Hellenistic astrology. That ain't me. Do I love that shit? Absolutely. But that's not my specialty. Okay, so you're gonna, if you vibe with my astrology, well, then you're probably gonna learn more seamlessly from someone like me. But if you don't, you're gonna, you might wanna learn more clinical stuff, and that's cool. Like, find astrologers, you know, that land for you and learn off them. Because it's very helpful to learn off people that, you know, you can really vibe with, yeah? So, yes, $100 off my Mod 1 course, which is just, it's next level. Like, if you join my Everyday Enlightenment container, you get that for free. It's full up now for 2024, but, you know, you get that for free because I need everyone to understand the language as we move through astrology for the next 12 months, yeah? So that's $100 off. Honestly, get all over that because, yeah, that's for March. And then I have taken 50% off two of my masterclasses. So one of them is the Aries and Libra North and South Node class. Now, this is great for understanding this energy that I'm sort of talking about now. I'm talking more about the Chiron North Node stuff, but I, you know, as I just shared, like, Libra is the South Node. You know, this story goes for 18 months. So it's a class that's, you know, literally 50% off. It's like $20 or something, $20, $25 or something like that. So it's so good. And it's like over 2 hours or 2 hours or something. And if you've got a lot of Aries in your chart, if you've got a lot of Libra, so that's sun, moon, rising, even, you know, anything, like even a lot, like even us Pluto in Libra generation, a lot of us Pluto in Libra generation have Saturn in Libra, Pluto in Libra. If you've got a Libra rising, Jupiter in Libra, of course, any planets in Libra, but even if you've got nothing in Libra, you've still got a house in Libra. You've still got a house in Aries. You know, we have all 12 signs within us. And so, yeah, I decided to make this 50% off so that people could dive into this for eclipse season, which is just around the corner, like literally days away. And then that first eclipse of the year happens March the 25th. So get on it before March the 25th. Watch it, dive into it, pinpoint where these eclipses are going to happen in your own chart. I talk you through it. I share my screen. I show you how to bring your chart up. I show you where these eclipses are happening. I talk about the points, what it means for you. I share dates that I haven't shared anywhere else because I often, when I'm channeling stuff for masterclasses, I get given a real lot of information and I really dedicate that information to people who, you know, join a masterclass, you know, and pay for a service, you know, people who are in my 12-month private container. I mean, they just get fucking everything. So ultimately, yeah, it's, you know, it's just a vibe. You want to be all over that masterclass. I've also discounted, my 3-hour 2024 class as well. So just really unpacking a shit ton of stuff for 2024. So, you know, all the things that you can think of, the signatures, you looking at them in your own chart, liquid crystals, numerology, year of the dragon, so much of the magic of 2024. I mean, it's always one of my favorite classes to do at the end of each year. I usually do it live in person, which I always do up the coast. Often I do it in Brisbane. I didn't last year, but I do them online now, which is just great because then people around the world have access to them because, you know, not everyone can get to bloody Australia for a day workshop with little old Tiani. So yeah, that's my March sale. That's my little, you know, sales marketing pitch, you know, which, you know, podcast producers are telling me I need to do anyway, but, you know, it's not really my vibe to always be selling shit to people. You know where all of my stuff is. It's on my website, tiani.com.au, you know, go and find it. I've always got stuff that will be of interest. And that could be really helpful for you. So the nodal one, definitely, I just think that's just a must. Everyone wants to know where these nodes are happening for the rest of the year. And, you know, before the nodes shift, that's why I've, you know, marked it down to half price. And of course, you know, we're 3 months into the year. So I took 50% off my 3-hour call as well. And because I was doing that already, that's why I took $100 off my module one course, because I thought, look, you know, yes, you can be on a wait list to see me this year, but if you really want to dive into your own chart and just even understand the language, this can be a really great starting point for you. And yeah, if you do buy it, let me know. And when you've watched it, also let me know. And then we can book you in, because then you can ask all the questions and we can unpack all of the things that you want to unpack after you've watched it. Yeah. Okay. So back to this before I wrap up here. Wherever the North Node is, the South Node is, they come in a pair. So whilst we're saying, like, this is a time of healing so that we can move towards our destiny, Chiron and the North Node. The South Node still hovers and lingers behind. Okay, so it's like, are you playing victim stories? Are you stuck? Are you unbelievably in suffering right now? Self-pity, stuck in your wounds, stuck in your triggers. Because for some people, you know, this might be more of what they're experiencing with this Chiron North Node than the opposite of what that is. And that's moving towards the North Node, having the courage to heal. Yeah, embracing the whole self, going on that quest of purpose, turning the wounds into wisdom, moving beyond the suffering and the wounds, growing, turning trauma into triumph, alchemizing the wounds. For some people, maybe they're experiencing physical ailments. Aries rules the head. Maybe you're having more headaches than usual. You're having rashes or, you know, skin problems, migraines, perhaps, things with the eyes. Yeah? So for some people, there may be a physical release. For other people, they're still stuck in that Libra side, the South Node, where it's easier to stay in the pain. And although they don't want to be in the pain, it's sort of better the devil you know stuff, right? Because to use this Martian energy, which is Aries, right? We're talking about cutting, severing. It literally is sort of around, I'm just trying to get that image. It might be a Stranger Things image, but, you know, it's just like cutting, like the demon and the black, toxic wounds, stories, triggers, whatever that is for you. It's going to be different for everyone, but actually cutting it so that it doesn't grow back. Whoa, I'm getting like really big fucking like tingles and shit going on over here. I don't know what's going on. I'm all lubed up, and like that sounds really weird, but I'm lubed up with my Regulus medicina balm. So it's just like channeling all this like little lion energy. I'm sort of like fucking anchoring into Atlantis. You know, my Atlantis class is coming up next week. I've had my friggin' Tesla coil just going nonstop for like 3 days, really grounding and anchoring in this new Atlantean energy. And then, you know, with these medicinas that I work with, like, it's just like, pfft, like hugely next level shit. Anyway. Yes. So where this can be like the severing and the cutting, but you need courage, you know, like it's not just like, oh, I'm going to snip, snip. It's like, where is this sword? You know, where is this very powerful sword that you can sever and cut all of these old things? I mean, and again, it's like, what have you learnt from the trauma that can turn into triumph? What have you learnt from the wounds that you can turn into wisdom? Like, this is all around self-healing and self-responsibility. That, my friends, is Aries. You know, that is exactly what this energy is about. It's very cathartic, let me just say. You know, what's happening here is cellular. We are being able to tap into future lives and quantum realities that is just like evolutionary. And this is because, you know, this conjunction of Venus, of Chiron and the North Node at 17 Aries, the ruler, Mars, has been in Aquarius the whole time. You know, he made his brand, you know, him and Venus made their brand new evolutionary conjunction together in Aquarius. Aquarius is the future, yeah? And what we're being asked to do is to innovate, to tap into our genius, to get out of these old stuck rhythms and stuck routines. Aries is a cardinal fire sign. So also we're purifying in the fire. What do you need to throw to the fire? What do you need to burn down? This is a time of self-initiation. It's a time of truly letting go of things, no longer accepting what you once were. Remember, Aries is identity. So we are really healing strong identity and self-worth stuff, themes, yeah? Are you identified by your wounds? That's always a good question. Like, does that make up your identity? It's like, oh, these things happen, so I am this. You know, there's a level of like, are you fighting? Like, what's the inner battle that you're having? What are you fighting for? What are you fighting with? Again, coming back to that physical stuff, the rage that might be in your jaw. We're talking about the toxicity that you grind, that you hold. All those, do you know how to release your jaw well? Yeah, are you, yeah. If you could see me, it would be much more visually appeasing, but you can't see me. I'm just, growling into the abyss of my empty bedroom. Like, tongue out, lion's mouth. Really releasing the jaw to release any rage that you are holding. It's a strong place for women to hold, grind down in their jaw. Because remember, Aries rules the head. So you can do a lot of this somatic work to move the face. And, I went and had a beautiful facial with my incredible facialist, Natalie from Kinda Life, who you definitely want to get on. So she did a lot of lymphatic drainage and, and did a lot of work on my face. And it fucking hurts. Like, I'm just going to give you the hot tip. Like, it's not like, oh, that was so amazing. It's like, fucking hell, that hurt. But what she's doing is getting into the fascia. So it's fascia is holding all of these emotions, and a lot of it can be in the face. Yeah. So maybe you yourself, grab some beautiful oils, do some massage on your face, on your jaw, grab a gua sha, go over that, really draining and moving that fascia and softening it up can be really great. Or, go and see, see my friend Nat. She has an actual thing that she does, in her facials, which is quite amazing. So that's just some of the little bits and bobs that, I'm sharing a lot. Hello, Mercury's in fucking Pisces. There's no, course of action here. It's just, I'm on here. I really thought that this was going to be a 20-minute friggin' thing, but as usual, I get on and it's just exciting. I love being here and I love sharing. If I could just podcast all day, every day, I would. How can we make this happen? How can we make this happen? This is what I want. But there's, I personally, for one, am loving this Chiron North Node conjunction. It really is cellularly bringing us into the future. New things are opening in your paradigm. And, I hope that that's been your experience. I hope that you're healing on a really subatomic level, and that you are moving towards your destiny and your future, and that you have moved through maybe those self-pity, and that real stuckness, which can happen with something like this, because being stuck in your wounds, as hard as people say it is, it's much easier than moving towards the North Node of Aries, having the courage to make changes, discipline yourself, to take new action, carve out a new path, cut away the old stories, take self-responsibility, be autonomous. It's bravery. Aries is an archetype of bravery. And with Chiron and the North Node both there, and like I said, Mercury's about to enter Aries for a very long time, and our solar eclipse in Aries is coming. Like, it is about Aries house is getting a big influx of fiery energy. It's a big time of rebirth, darlings, a big time of rebirth. So I hope that you are enjoying this beautiful Chiron North Node conjunction. Like I said, it's still active until the 14th of March. So we've still got another week where we're in it. So plug in. It's sublime. I mean, it's brought me to tears. It's healed. It's not only healed old wounds, but it's changed them, which if you work in timelines and quantum reality, you can do these things. You can change the past. And that's what I've been doing. And it's been unbelievable, like in my marriage, with myself, just it's all this is happening for me in my seventh house. Hello, Libra rising. So it's been an extremely cathartic and brought me to my knees in reverence over and over and over and over again. So for me, it's been profound. That South Node's in my first house in Libra. I'm moving away from so much of those old identity stories and stuff. It's just been really an incredibly powerful time. So I will love you and leave you all with that. I will see you post new moon, post Venus gate. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Chiron North Node conjunction. I hope you have the dragon medicine to tap into your gifts and your wisdoms and heal and enjoy it so much, enjoy it so much. Enjoy tomorrow. Remember the 7th of March, that 17 portal. There's something special there. There's something magic. Take care, beautiful ones. I love you.